Mitch here on Jabroni of the Week with him out this week. He'll be gone for the entirety of the week, so I will keep the same format as Mitch usually uses here. We have three dishonorable mentions, and then finally, the Jabroni of the Week. A lot of these come from the NFL. There was a ton happening with the playoffs this weekend that lends itself to Jabroni territory. But we're going to start with something completely outside of the sports world, except for the fact that Rob Gronkowski was the voice of reason in all of this. But kids eating Tide Pods, man.
What is going on here?
Kids eating Tide Pods, you as a whole are a Jabroni of the Week dishonorable mention here. Apparently this has turned into some kind of a challenge, like, you know, the cinnamon challenge where you try and eat a bunch of cinnamon without any liquid, whatever it is. Now it's a challenge to eat Tide Pods, and we're having to have a PSA campaign with Rob Gronkowski telling kids not to eat Tide Pods, that it's not okay, it's not safe to eat Tide Pods. If Rob Gronkowski is the voice of reason on something, it is pretty damn stupid. I think we can rest assured with that. So anybody that is doing that or has an inclination to do that, you are a Jabroni of the Week dishonorable mention.
2018 is off to a roaring start with this stuff.
Le'Veon Bell, another dishonorable mention here. I was very happy to see the Steelers lose, not only because they are the Chiefs' mortal enemies lately, not only in the regular season but in the playoffs, also because I like the Jags. I think the Jags are really fun, and it's funny to see Blake Bortles as deep as he is into the NFL playoffs. But Le'Veon Bell, if you're familiar, before the game against the Jaguars, which was the second time they had met this year, he said, "I love round twos. We'll have two round twos in back-to-back weeks," referencing the fact that they would get another shot at the Patriots after beating the Jags. Whoops. Le'Veon Bell, for that, you are a Jabroni of the Week dishonorable mention. Get paid, by the way. I support Le'Veon Bell and wanting to not be franchise tagged again by the Steelers and trying to get long-term financial security as a running back in the NFL. But, man, you start coming with that noise on Twitter and it doesn't work out, you deserve to get called out.
I cannot believe that the conference championship games are Tom Brady and then those other three guys. Just crazy.
Yeah, crazy how, you know, those quarterbacks get that point.
Don't even start.
And, you know, Blake Bortles has more playoff wins in the last 2 weeks than Alex Smith has in his entire tenure with the Chiefs.
Starting quarterback for the Chiefs in 2018, you can choose between Alex Smith and Blake Bortles.
Well, if I want to go deep in the playoffs, it looks like it's Blake Bortles, man.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Goodness.
Marcus Williams, it's mean, and I usually am not the mean guy on Jabroni of the Week, but I do feel like he deserves a dishonorable mention here. He's going to remember that for the rest of his life. I feel bad doing it, but I also feel obligated to do it. You whiff that bad at the end of the Vikings game, give up the touchdown to Stephon Diggs. You just can't miss that badly in that situation and expect to not be at least somewhere on the Jabroni of the Week list. That's just the harsh reality of life, Marcus Williams, and for that I'm very sorry.
He's probably taking a little bit too much heat, because even if he makes that hit and Diggs goes out of bounds, I mean, that's a 52-yard field goal attempt to win the game. You know, I mean, they're probably going to make that, so it really wasn't him, in my opinion, that lost the game.
Well, and he had a good rookie year, 4 picks, 73 tackles. He'll bounce back. But finally, the guy that I have to go with is the Jabroni of the Week. I'm taking the spotlight off of Marcus Williams. The worst offender there is Sean Payton. Sean Payton, the head coach of the New Orleans Saints, started taunting Viking fans after they hit the field goal to go up with like 25 seconds left. He went over and started mocking their skull clap, you know, the big overhead clap that all the fans then did in unison in the stadium that was raucous about 5 minutes later, as Sean Payton is dealing with the end of his season. And the first guy to point this out, by the way, the guy that uncovered that this had happened, was none other than former Wildcat Ben Lieber, who now works in media with the Minnesota Vikings. He was the one that unearthed the fact that Sean Payton turned around to the crowd when he thought they were going to win the game and gave them the skull clap. You deserve that loss. Hold that L, Sean Payton. Hold that L. You are the Jabroni of the Week.
Pretty early candidate for Jabroni of the Year 2018 when the time comes.
Yeah, I could see that. I could definitely see that. That's going to do it for the game. Powercat Game Day is coming up next. We will have you for the next hour with a preview of what's coming up tonight. K-State and Oklahoma tipping at 8.
KS State Bank wants to be your bank. Find the solution you've been looking for at KSStateBank.com. Member FDIC.